Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And I went to my audience on a poll recently, Ray, and I wanted to see what small business owners were feeling. What's their attitude about minimum wage? And here's what they said. I said, if the federal minimum wage is increased, how will it affect your business? 14% said, I will start replacing employees with technology. 5% said it will prevent me from expanding. 11% said the increased payroll expense will put my business in jeopardy. But 70% said it won't impact my business at all. Now, that's a different kind of ranking than we would have gotten 20, 30 years ago, Ray. Because
all the negatives are there that you would expect in terms of, having to make choices. And, the fact that 70% of them said it wouldn't affect them, that's good for them in the sense that they've obviously got the cushion and the ability to handle it.
Well, I think it means they're already paying their employees more than minimum wage. And they're probably not employing union workers. They've already figured it out. And so raising minimum wage isn't going to affect them. Only 30%, either had trouble with it, or how about the 14% that did something that we couldn't do 30 years ago, and that is use technology to go around them.
Right, and that's the issue, is that, businesses that have to deal with this and cannot, are at that stage where they're employing people at that skill level.
Right.
They have to figure out how can they absorb those costs, move those costs, or just eliminate those positions and make technological changes, so on and so on. Those are the choices that those firms have to make. And this is why, this is economics 101, raise the cost of labor, artificially raise the cost of labor through the magic wand of government, and you're going to have very real costs. And those costs, unfortunately, as I said earlier with you, the group that's going to feel the costs, where it's going to come down heaviest, are on low-skilled, young, inexperienced workers who are going to have fewer job opportunities. That's the bottom line.
And those people are not going to be, my first job in the marketplace got me ready for my second job. My second job got me ready for my third job.
Sure, that's how it works. And the problem with this president is that he has no idea, I don't think he has any idea. He has no idea the negatives that he's causing in terms of all, so much of his policy agenda. And he sends the clear signal from Washington to employers is you don't know what the costs are going to be. All you know is they're going to go up. You're not sure by how much they're going to go up, so don't hire.
And the other thing is that he cannot get off of this, Ray, class warfare. This is part of his class warfare song. And folks in America, we don't feel that way. That's not how we act. And raising minimum wage is going to do more to hurt, as you say, Ray. I agree with you. It's going to do more to hurt the people who he says he wants to help, isn't it?
Oh, that's the bottom line. And the two groups that get hurt most are, again, the low-skilled, inexperienced young workers,
yep,
and the small businesses that have to deal with the
because they're not even going to be hired.
Right.
People aren't going to hire them. We're going to figure out something else. They're going to buy kiosks or something. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Give us that website quickly, please.
SBECouncil.org. Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks,
Ray. Come back soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.